Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper in the New Testament. This do in remembrance of me as often as you do it. Do it in remembrance of me until I come. And we partake of the bread and the juice that is a symbol of his broken body and his shed blood. But this began with the Passover in Exodus chapter 11 and 12. God said in chapter 11, the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Verse 4, Moses said, thus the Lord said, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn of the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon the throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the meal, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. And look at chapter 12, and beginning with verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Most all of us know that Passover usually falls very close to our celebration of Easter. It should always be on the first Sunday after the Passover. But the calendars are not matched between the Jewish calendar and our calendar. And so sometimes it's off. This year it was off by about a month. Normally around the middle of April is the time that was Egypt's first religious month, and they would observe the Passover. If Israel got away from God and went for years not serving the Lord as they should, and then God brought about a revival and they returned to the Lord, one of the first things they would do is begin to observe the Passover again. He says in verse 3, speak unto your congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Drop down to verse 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses, wherein they shall eat. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a memorial. And you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation. To you. No manner of work shall be done in them save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for this selfsame day have I brought you armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, the 14th day of the month, at even, you shall eat the unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. And then verse 22 says, and you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Now turn over with me, if you would, in the book of Matthew. Got my papers all mixed up here. I use notes always. Some people can preach from an outline. I'm always afraid I'll forget something, so I write every word I'm going to say. And I don't feel comfortable unless I have all that. Now, Passover was the first of seven original feasts. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, lists those seven feasts. Later, they added Purim. They add of Esther's time. They added Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights in the winter month. That's the only winter feast. New Testament says Jesus attended the winter feast, and that was in honor of the oil that God preserved for them in the temple. Now, this is the first of the seven original feasts, a blood sacrifice of a lamb. It was a feast celebration. It was a feast of the Lord. It wasn't the Jews' feast. It wasn't man's feast. It was God's feast that he gave to them, because God had planned before the foundation of the world that Christ, who is the Lamb of God, would come and die on the cross to pay the price for our sins. And Passover pictures that in the death of the Lamb. The lamb was chosen. The lamb was kept up and inspected. It had to be without spot and without blemish as a type of Christ. And then it had to be sacrificed. When John the Baptist introduced Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. We'll go back to Matthew in a minute. John chapter 1 and verse 29 through 36. John chapter 1 and verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bare record that this is the Son of God. And again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. God gave the feasts as a memorial to remember the death of Christ, to remember redemption was provided for us, and it took his death, the one that was without blemish, without spot, the sinless Son of God who died in our place. If we come to know the Lord, then he takes our sin away. And just like the feast of unleavened bread, then we are to confess our sins to God and remove ourselves from sin so that we can walk with the Lord in the light of his word and walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us of all sin. Passover speaks of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 and 8. I am going to Matthew, y'all. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 and 8. Let me read verse 6. Your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The 14th day of the first month, and they were to gather in a spiritual sacrifice and a time of great blessing of a feast of the Lord, the feast of the Lamb, the feast of the household, the feast of the shedding of blood that was for their redemption. And we find that Israel was delivered from the judgment of death by the blood of the Lamb being put on their doors. Israel was in bondage to Egypt. All that are unsaved in this world today are in bondage to sin. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 with me. Ephesians 2, beginning with verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. To be quickened means to be made alive. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. So the Lord hath provided redemption for sinful man. He has killed the firstborn in every home in Egypt. And we are born the first time with the sinful nature from Adam. And that must die. Christ must be made Lord of our lives. We must receive the new nature through Christ, that our old nature does not cause us to be separated from God. We must be born again in order to see the kingdom of heaven. So the death of the firstborn was a judgment, and the Passover delivered all who applied the blood of the Lamb to their home. The Lamb was chosen on the 10th day of spring, every man a lamb for his house. It was without blemish and without spot. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 with me, in verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world and was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Christ is the Lamb that he observed. After 3 years, the people of Israel had observed the Lord as the Lamb of God to see that there was no blemish or sin within him. The great jurist of their day and time tried him and said, I find no fault in this man. Truly, that was the Son of God. God spoke from heaven in Matthew 3:17 and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He knew no sin, but took upon us the judgment of sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, 1 Peter 2, verse 22. His blood purchased our safety, just as the blood purchased the safety of those in Israel. In Abraham's day, when God called him to offer his son, they went out into the wilderness and they had wood for the fire. And Isaac said to his father, "Father, here's the wood for the fire, but where is the lamb?" And Abraham said, "God shall provide himself a sacrifice." Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. When we get there, I'm going to tell you about what I wanted to see in Matthew instead of turning there. 1 Corinthians 11. Just before the crucifixion, Christ ate the Passover with his disciples. He rode into Jerusalem upon the foal of an ass, the triumphal entry, and they praised him and cried, "Hosanna, and blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And then in a short time period, they'd cry, "Crucify him, crucify him." Jesus, in that week, ate the Passover with his disciples. He had a place prepared. They went to a man, the house is prepared for Jesus to have the Passover, and they prepared the Passover. And Jesus sat and ate the matzah bread, unleavened bread, and dipped it in the sop. And they drank the wine, and they ate the lamb and bitter herbs. And Jesus broke the bread and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And the cup, he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you." And he instituted this as the New Testament, the new covenant that would be for them. And now Paul writes the instructions to the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and beginning with verse 23. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, 'This cup in the New Testament is my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." So let us have a verse of the music, and let us examine ourselves in prayer. And then we'll gather on one side and we'll observe the Lord's Supper.